The Financial Times is confirming it could soon get sold. The FT's owners, publishing and education conglomerate Pearson, is in talks with someone. The question is whom. Speculation has swirled around the German media company Axel Springer or Bloomberg of New York. Amazon is set to release its quarterly achievements today, and now it has more competition online. This week, a company launched called Jet.com, aimed at luring customers away from Amazon with promises of lower prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Jet.com founder Mark Lohr seems to relish competing with Amazon. In 2010, Amazon bought his startup Quidsy for $500 million.
It really comes down to what is their goal.
Charla Mathwick is a marketing professor at Portland State. She says the boast that Jet can take over the market seems a bit crazy.
That may be secondary to what they're really after here, which is just to demonstrate they've got a really novel pricing mechanism that stimulates a lot of impulsive buying.
Jet's business model is something like a combination of Amazon Prime and Costco. A $50 membership fee will get you free shipping and those low prices. Mike Mon is with Qualtrics, an online data company. He says Jet has to make you feel like you're getting something more than just a good deal.
Price isn't everything. If that's all that someone's got, it won't last, and I don't think it's sustainable.
Jet.com is 2 days old. Analysts say the first measure of its success might be how many customers it's actually taking from Amazon. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.